Well, we are grateful this morning. This is a special day. Moms, will come back to you in just a second. But if you see a lot of young children here in the front, today we're doing our parent-child dedication. In some circles it's called baby dedication, but really it's about parent dedication. You see, when we dedicate children, we're really dedicating the family. And so I'm going to ask our three families to come on up as I'm speaking and let you know a little bit about why we do this. We believe that baby dedication is about the idea of lifting our children to the Lord. That, if you remember the slide from the last few weeks, we are not going to do that, but we are going to bless them today. We are going to bless them today. And really, what we're saying is, as parents, we want these parents to have the commitment and to make the commitment to raise their kids to come to know Jesus at an early age. And so we have three families. I'm going to have them just move down just a little bit this way, and I'm going to stand to the right of them. And we have three families, four kids today, and we're going to have some pictures that are going to go up on the slide here so you can see each one of them live as well as on the screen. So go ahead and bring that first slide up there. Today, first of all, we're going to dedicate Peyton Grace Kincaid. Now you say, wow, she is big for 4 months. Well, actually, she's 3 years old, and we talked about doing both the kids today, and so you can see Peyton. Dad's got Peyton in his arms. Peyton's name means from the leader's town, but the biblical meaning of her name is Christ-like. And we've picked a verse for each child. Hers is Isaiah 11:6. And the little child will lead them all. I wonder if that's prophetic, if she leads you all in your family. Our second child that will be dedicated today is also from their family. It's Harper Elliott Kincaid. He's 9 months old. And Harper's name, inherent name, means harp player, and the spiritual name means instrument of praise. Psalm 33:2, praise the Lord with the harp, make a melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Then the Lang family is right there in the middle, and I want you to look at that picture, and we're going to do a little test. How do you pronounce that name? On three. One, two. All right. That was really impressive. It's Amalie, and that's Olivia. And she, Olivia, she is 6 months old. Her inherent meaning means industrious, and the spiritual connotation is independent. We will see. Now, they've got some practice at this. This is their sixth child. We'll see if She'll have to be independent to survive in that family. That's right. All right. And then lastly, we have Lydia Marie Lopez, 5.5 months old. Look at that little face. Her name means womanly, and the spiritual name is beautiful light. And we took that scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask you three questions, and then we're going to ask you one question. And they're going to respond with the words, we do. And then on the fourth question, I'm going to ask the congregation to stand. I'm going to ask you a question, and we'd like you to respond in unison together, we do. And so today, families, as we look at these beautiful children, I want to ask you these three questions. Do you testify that you've personally received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you covenant to establish a Christ-centered home? And do you commit to pray for the salvation of your children and to fully trust God to bring them to a saving relationship in His perfect time? And do you affirm that your child is a gift from God, and do you offer your children completely to the Lord for His use and glory? Congregation, would you stand as I ask you this final question? Do you as a congregation support and encourage these families as they attempt to live according to biblical priorities and the values that God has laid out in His Word. And we say as a congregation,
amen.
Amen. Well, a wonderful benediction right there. Awesome. You may be seated, but if you are a family member or a little brother or sister or somebody close to them, come on up. Yeah, that means you, Lang kids, come on up. And anybody else that's close to them, a mom or a dad or a grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles. By the way, this is a family-friendly church. That's right. This is a photo op opportunity. Get the iPhones out. Come on up here in the front row. We'll move this out of the way. And then I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for each of these children. And in the old days, the pastor would hold them and you would kind of get in the way of the picture. And but I'm just going to kind of lay hands on each of the families and pray for them as you pray silently along with me. Heavenly Father, we love little Peyton here. And I pray that she really would be Christ-like as she grows up to be a woman of God. And so we give a blessing on her today. And to Harper, an instrument of praise, so beautiful, so sweet. I pray that Harper would be that child that would bring honor and praise to you. And Lord, for Amelie, the sixth child in this family, and I pray, Lord, that as she is independent, that ultimately her dependence would be on you, and that her brothers and sisters and her mom and dad would love her, and that she would see Jesus' love through them. And then, Lord, for little Lydia, full of joy and excitement. She is a beautiful light. And as mom and dad love her and bring her up to know Jesus, that this family would be a beautiful light for all of the world to see. And so, Lord, we give you these children. We as a church surround them. Pray for them. May we be the spiritual aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas to be for them a family, an extended family, the body of Christ. And that is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you so much. Yeah, you can clap. Thank you so much.